This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
It is indeed. It's February the 19th. And it's the Casper Radio Show. Dis die Casper Radio Show, broeders en sisters. Kom sit nader om die vuur van vermaak. Oh ja. En hier oorkant my sit niks anders nie. Niks anders nie. Sit niemand. Sorry, dit klink terrible. Nou, anders nie as Betty. Hallo Betty.
Hallo, gaan dit?
Nee, lekker met jou.
Ag, rustig man.
Welcome man. We got a full show today, Betty.
Baie.
And it's all to do with you. You brought all these people here today.
Oh, yeah. You did. Some.
Well, you brought most of them.
Yeah.
Because it's a gay-ish show.
Yeah, en groot nuus wat kom.
O, God.
Apparently. Ek weet nie wat dit is nie. Dit word hier, ek maak die koevert hier oop. So ek vind uit saam met julle.
Okay. Wel, ek kan nie wag nie. Ons gaan 'n breaking news hê. Ons
gaan, klink baie excited.
Ons het 'n drag artist Carrie Depree hier today. Who we saw this week at the Sandton on the
Brilliant.
Sandton on the Square. What?
Theatre on the Square.
Sandton on the Square. Sandton on the Square. Theatre on the Square. And yeah, you know what happened, Bernard. Mm-hmm. I've now moved to my new home.
Yes.
And surely but surely pak ek my dose nou uit. But you know, a month ago today, I was in a toos.
Why?
Because Alfreda fell off the bucket.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Heidi from Hollywood Costumes?
Yes.
We all know her.
Yeah.
She came to my rescue. She's a dear darling, that woman. And she said, I'm going to help you. Let's put up some curtains at your new cottage. And I said, thank you, Heidi. And then we traveled with her Bucky, with Kent inside, and Alfreda said, I don't want to sit outside, Papa. And I said, you will. You love farming. You love Buckies. And there we went to Mulder's Drift. And when we got to my cottage, Alfreda was gone. Gone. And I don't know where she fell off or jumped off or what. And then I phoned my, Then I phoned my estate agent. I didn't know what to do because I was moving on that same day as well. You know, that Sunday, I lost Alfreda. The Monday morning I was moving. I phoned her. I said, listen, I'm high in bed on Prozac because I can't face this anymore. Alfreda's gone. I don't care a fuck about life. And I just want to... And then she said, okay, let us make posters, shame, out of the goodness of her kind old heart. And she made posters, Alfreda missing. And then this lady called Lauren saw the poster the next day with the number of the estate agent. And she phoned first thing in the morning and said, I found Alfreda. Remember, you and I, Bernard, Betty, we were driving around Hollywood looking at vets and places. And yeah, it was a whole search party. But anyway, so this Lauren, and I phoned Lauren quickly. I can't remember exactly what I told her because I was this moving day. Everyone was running around. I was still on my Prozac. And I just said, thank you. And we got Alfreda from the vet. But now I got Lauren at last. I sourced her. She's on the line, Bernard.
Cool.
She's on the line. Lauren, are you there?
Hi, Casper.
Hello. Oh, Lauren, thank you so much. It's so great to talk to you now.
Oh, it's wonderful to be able to talk to you too.
You were so kind. Please just tell me what happened from your perspective. You were driving merrily around in Roodepoort, and then?
Yes, we were driving down Jim Fisher, which is quite a busy road on the weekend, and my husband and I saw this doggy running down the road.
Oh, my God.
So me loving animals like I do, I can't ignore an animal that needs help. I asked my husband to please turn around, which he did, and off we went to go and see if we could get this dog. And when we turned around, we saw that she had sort of started running across the road in front of the oncoming traffic. So we pulled over, and then I got out of the buggy and I just called her, and she came straight to me. And at that point, a pedestrian he sort of waved at us, and he came running to us, and he said, "We mustn't put her at the back of our buggy because she's just sort of fallen off a buggy."
Oh, damn it.
So, yeah, I said to him, "No, he mustn't worry." My husband jumped in the back with her, and I said to him, you know, if by any chance he sees, this buggy that she'd fallen off of, he must sort of just try and catch their attention and tell the people that we're going to take it to the Florida vet.
Because so you obviously thought that these people would turn around immediately and look for the dog. Meanwhile, these people didn't even know the dog fell off. How horrible is that? We were merely going to Mulder's Drift, not knowing a thing. When I saw how Frida fell off the buggy, I thought, where? It could be in Mulder's Drift. She wouldn't know where she is. You know, all these scenarios went into my head. And I went crazy. But then luckily, through a phone call from the SPCA or somewhere, I remember they said they saw a dog in Jim Fushia. That's the first news I got. So I thought, thank God she's there. So she's not that far away, at least. And then it came out that you picked her up immediately. So that was fantastic. Oh, thank you so much. You know, I will come and say, where do you live or work? In Roodepoort?
Yes, in Ontdekkers Park,
Okay, so I know that place still. I mean, I wasn't Roodepoort for 14 years, but I have now moved to Mulder's Drift. I'm now very farm boy, fighting snakes and mosquitoes. Yes, this act is now tough. And our Frida is enjoying this second lease on her life so much, thanks to you. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart and also from the bottom of Kent's heart and Alfreda's heart, because Kent, my other dog, was very upset with me. That just had glanced at me and said, "Where is Alfreda? And where is Alfreda?" So I don't know. I'm a bad parent. I'm the worst parent in the world. I didn't see my own daughter fall off fucking bucky. I felt so bad. Lauren, I'm gonna talk to you again and come see you. We'll take pictures and tweet at the world full. But I just wanted to thank you from personally for doing this, because you know you made such an impact on my life. Had you not done that, and if something had happened to Alfreda, I would not be here. I would definitely be underground 6 feet.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure. I'm just so glad that she's back home safely.
Thanks, man. Thank you. And stay. Do you have animals?
I have many animals.
Oh, fantastic. Well, give them all a drukkie from me and love from me. And I'll see you soon. Lauren, thank you so much.
Thanks, Casper.
Bye.
Get die eier op jou balalaika. Dit is Casper Radio.
So this is the Casper Radio Show, and Shemaine is here as well this morning. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you, my darling?
I'm fabulous. Happy to be back.
And we saw you this week. You were at the Kerry Dupree Show.
Yes, I was.
We got her this week as a special guest.
And I'm so excited. I'm actually quite excited about today's show. I think it's going to be one of my favorite shows.
Oh, it's going to rock?
Yeah.
It's going to roll.
Yeah, baby.
Absolutely. There you go. That is apparently a new release. You know, like someone from prison. It's a new release. That's quite nice. And we're joined by our third team member, gang member, Hannes. Good morning.
Goeiemorgen, goeiemorgen.
En Hannes, hoe gaan dit met ons voorbereidings vir 17 Maart?
Nee, alles is dit loop mooi. Voor die wind. Ja.
Daar is hy. En die wind is 'n tornado en ons hart klim voor hom uit.
En dis koeie wat vlieg deur die lug en alles.
Weet julle wat gebeur met my vandag? Niks. Weet julle wat gebeur met my gister? Sorry. I'm not well. Gister I went to GameStop.
Yeah.
I would I bought fly traps because I'm a plotter now. I fuck in nature and I'm looking and so I had to buy fly traps. And I went to the till and to pay and the lady at the till said, "Sir, do you have your pensioner's card?" Yes, sis, but I flew into her.
So you gehad.
Fuck you! Wait. I've got something for you.
Fuck you!
I said, I'm not a pensioner. Yes, sis, if I have a wig on, I would look 20 years younger, I told her. And she was in tears. I said, well, good for you and fucking resign. No, she said she was waiting for me again for next time and we became Facebook friends. But yeah, I'm a pensioner. The same week, I got a call. Hello? No, that was me. Hello? Hello, is it Mr. De Vries? I said, yeah. Hello, this is Anneke. I'm training from Cradlestone Death Camp. I said, what? Cradlestone Death Camp? Where is this fucking this cult? What is Death Camp? Death Camp? Yo, Death Camp! I said, what's the Death Camp? She says, it's like a pharmacy, sir. This camp. Not Death Camp. Her accent threw me and I've got bad signal there.
As dit 'n kak op teek is, dan is dit bietjie vir
die Death Camp. We're finding from Cradlestone Death Camp. So it wasn't a good week. But apparently it is a good week for people who are into TV and movies, Hannes, because I saw somewhere on the internet fleeting by that there's the Saftas.
Yes.
What the fuck is die Saftas? Dit klink soos iemand wat slap kak het.
Ek het nou gister weer 'n Saftas gehad. Maar nou het ek die Imodium bieden.
Ja, wat ek gekry het by die Death Camp.
Ja, Cradlestone.
Ja, die SAFTAS is die South African Film and Television Awards.
Okay.
En is hierdie jaar die 10de ceremonie. En het vind plaas op die 18de en die 20ste maart. Want hulle het so baie kategorieë hierdie jaar.
Oh, Jesus. Ja, ons filmindustrie is so aan die gang.
Dis 90 kategorieë wow. En 468 benoemings.
Ooh, 90.
Ja.
400 benoemings.
Ja.
Vir wat alles?
Ek het al die kategorieë voor my. As ons deur hulle allemaal gaan
twee dae.
Maar dit gaan van Best Game Show na Best Magazine Show, deur Best Short Film, Best International Format Program, Best Reality Show, Best Achievement by a Supporting Actor. So dit is al die kategorieë wat jy by al die groot award ceremonies ook sien.
And are any of us nominated?
Nie van dies wat ons nou hier voor ons sien, as ek bevrees.
Okay.
In
90 categories, they couldn't find one nomination for six of seven of us. We are many are we in the gang? We're six.
Yes.
Not one of us.
But it's not radio. It doesn't cover radio.
Where is it the radio awards?
It's only it's for radio.
We have to win.
Yeah.
So we'll have to prick up our ears for radio awards.
Mm.
Fuck the SAFTAS, please. SAFTAS are for losers. Okay, so that'll be in when is it?
It's the 18th and 20th of March.
Okay, but the 17th, they're all coming to see our show at the Centurion.
Yes, and then they are in town for the SAFTAS.
And they're
SAFTAS
off to the SAFTAS.
Well. Yeah.
Okay, well, then I'm fucking...
Die thema hier jaar is Imagine.
All the people?
Living.
Being nominated?
Yeah.
As one?
Ja.
Oh my goodness.
Ek kan sê oor die aantal benoemings kom nie. Ek seker van die Oscars het nie so baie benoemings nie.
Nee, dit het nie. Hulle het nie twee dae se Oscars nie. Nee.
Ja. Maar ek dink hulle separeer die technical goeders en die suiwer en die shows en die entertainment goeders, jy weet, en best supporting actor en al daai goeders.
Ek dink hulle separeer fantasy met reality ook.
Ja. Well, they just imagine it.
En kok van koring. But I think maybe it's the whole spirit of everyone must win something.
Ja. Want soos nood vir nood is, sy 40ste reeks is weer genomineer. Yes. Ek dink hy was al, wel, daar was nog die 10 saftas, maar ek dink Johan word elke jaar genomineer.
Maar ek dink, is hy, awards goedkies, is soos die skole die is daar. Daar is nie meer van, ok, jy is die beste, jy kry een medaille, en sorry, jy is daar, jy kry fokkel. Nou die is daar, ok, jy kry daar, maar jy kry nog steeds een medaillekie, want allemaal is oulik, allemaal is goed. Mm. Nee, allemaal is nie goed nie.
Dit voel asof local award shows is eintlik maar net so dat mense na die tyd kan betjo hoe kak het was. Och, dit was boring.
Ja.
Hierdie jaar is die host Katlego Mabu, wat ook aanbied daarby Expresso en so.
Oh,
so
oh, ja,
he should provide some life. Ek weet, laas jaar was het.
Ek hou
van hom. Ja. Maar so, we're hoping the SAFTAs aren't the NAFTAs.
Ja. But listen, we're back. It's a very gay show.
Gay! Nice.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play gay, little gay thing now, Betty. Then you bring in your first two guests. You've got two guests that you brought along. And I want to talk to them. They are drag artists. Am I right? Just explain to me.
Yep. It is drag artists.
What is happening today? We got Kerry DePria, the drag supreme artist who is here as our special fucking guest.
Yeah.
We got two drag artists. What are they? Dragonettes.
Dragonettes. The one is a drag artist. They do shows and everything. The other one is a drag persona more and activists in the gay community.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to talk to them. What are they called?
Xenia Collins and Olivia May.
Olivia May. Hoe gaan op een Star Wars? Gone with the Wind te wijzen, you know, weer.
Oei.
Na, 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 na.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Olivia May. So we'll get them in.
Fantastic.
Okay. So then I will have to, well, one of you have to move.
Mm.
Shemaine or Hannes, but not now. Let's first listen to this. This is the guy, you will recognize him. Where is he from, Hannes? He plays in all these series like
David Cross.
Yes, David Cross.
Yeah, nou kan ek nie aan die name dink nie. Hy was in Arrested Development geweest.
That's it.
Waar Portia de Rossi se man was.
And I didn't stand up. I didn't know this one. He is a bit of a stand up. Let's have a listen.
I want to talk about that gay voice. You know, this, you know, the Gabriel's going to do what Gabriel's going to do. This voice, it's the gay voice. Not all gay men have this voice, but only gay men have this voice. And it's just gay men who have it. And it's like you've never heard any heterosexual. You've never heard any heterosexual in the history of the world ever who's ever said, like, guys, seriously, I want to go out tonight. I want to get so much pussy. I'm going to get so much pussy, you guys. Oh. No, never. Never. That is a voice we attribute to gay people for a good reason. Because, and it's genetic. It's genetic, in other words. There's something, and it transcends culture and upbringing and class and era and economy and geography. It doesn't matter if you were raised in a family of three in the 50s in Flint, Michigan, or raised in a family of seven in fucking Dublin, Ireland in the 1890s. You know, it doesn't matter. It's genetic. It's something that happens, you know, it's like all these fucking asshole religious people will say it's a choice, you know, like homosexuality is a choice. That is a choice people make to engage in this deliciously decadent, sinful behavior in God's eyes. They get together with their, you know, hot oil rub downs and whatnots. It's sinful, and, you know, it's a fucking, it's genetics, not a choice. There's no fucking 16-year-old heterosexual boy, confused, socially awkward, you know, acne-scarred kid sitting around, you know, in his bedroom going, God, everyone hates me. And no growth, the growth I like don't like me, and I don't know what to do, and the thought of having sex with another man, it's physically repellent to me. But you know, maybe it's time I invited even more nonstop harassment into my life. Yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah, things been going so easy. Why don't I just introduce the concept of getting the shit kicked out of me for no good reason by a bunch of fucking retards? What do they want? Yeah, that's good. That's a fun choice to make. That's a choice a lot of people are making, you know? Yeah. No, it's genetics. That's my point. There's something that happens in the gestation period where it splits off, and then you just suddenly, this is how it is. And, you know, it's the gene that makes you, when you're in a line at the pizza place and there's clearly a lot of people behind you who want to order, you know, sit there and be like, okay, let's see, what do I want? Ah, there's so many things here. I don't even know what half of this is. Okay. Let's see. I'll have sun-dried tomatoes. Okay. And let's see, what else? Well, that's a new one. Pan-seared pea snaps. Pan-seared pea snaps. I'll have some of that. And what kind of... Lover, do you want chèvre? Do you want bri-bri? Chèvre? Do you want chèvre? Yeah, all right. Yeah. No, it's genetics. And it also, interestingly enough, shares a kind of a similar thing, yet it's kind of the opposite, with something that's kind of a phenomenon, and that is it's not genetic.
Paskus zonder zetpel is gevaarlijk. Dit is Casper Radio.
So I suppose you've got to go listen to that stand-up, because it stopped in the middle. I was just getting interested, and then it sort of just went.
Well, I thought you had to stop.
No, I didn't. I was intrigued.
Well, I thought you said bored stop.
No, I was intrigued, and then it just stopped. He said it's not genetic or something. Oh, well, it was interesting while it lasted. I just want to say to people on WeChat, thank you for nothing. I don't see, it's been never in all the years we've been here on this wonderful Friday, no one has not sent, not a message, not yet.
Nie send nie.
Fucking what? Fucking what? Who have you got with you? Here they are. That's Zenya and Olivia.
Zenya and Olivia.
Hello. Hello. Hi. That is Zenya. Hello.
Hello, Minsa. Hello, Casper.
Hi.
Hi.
And Olivia.
Olivia May. Hello, Casper.
Hello, Olivia. Oh, you look beautiful. I like your dress.
Ek klink boetje as wat ek like.
Prachtig.
Oh, dis prachtig. And where do you get your dresses?
Weet jy, die wat nie pas nie, wat waarvan ek hou, maak ek self.
Really?
Ja. En die rest... China Mall. Dis die beste plek.
Ah, one China Mall.
Does one size fits all.
Of die marketplace.
Maak die saak op hoe groot jou hall is, nie? Dis one size fits all.
I love China Mall.
Mm.
I've been verdwaling there.
Daar kan jy jou handsak met jou skoene coordinate.
Ja, maar god, ek gaan koop nie handsakke daar nie. Ek gaan koop China Mall soos vir my hond borselkie, en dan kry mense skerkie verniet en sulke goed. It's nice. Like the deals. Zenya, and yeah. What do you do for a living? What did he mean with activist?
Activist, well, kyk, ek het basis een blok begin Zen Entertainment. En Zen Entertainment is basis die voice for the community. Kyk, ek help mense om uit te kom, drug-related issues, selfs waar oor Betty op een stadium gepraat het in een interview. En ek het geweldige messages op e-mail en Facebook, wat mense sê, weet jy wat, dankie vir die berigte of vir die interviews, en dat hulle help uitkom en met hulle drug-issues help enzovoorts.
So you, basis, ja. So you interview a lot of people who are gay?
Gay and not gay. Also, celebrities that we look up to, like Brimilda van Rensburg.
I thought she's gay.
No. No, not at all.
Sumizi, have you done him?
No.
You must do Sumizi.
Sumizi, okay.
He is like a burning torch Gay Light.
Okay.
Flame in the Dark. Do you know who's amazing?
No, not at all.
He is the judge. He's the idol's judge.
Yes.
That's him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No,
the gay one.
The gay one. Okay, then I've interviewed Rina Rasmus from Seven Alone.
Oh, yeah.
The Witbank Flues.
Oh, that yes, one. Okay, is she straight?
She's straight, okay. Definitely. Are you coming up as well in March?
Yes, I'm thank straight. That's that fucking arrow.
And then the quick, you know, for other, Pedro Creer, Dian Daniels, what come. And yeah.
And Evita?
Evita, oh yeah, sorry, I had Evita beside the interview. Ooh, yeah, that's my scope, nee.
Yeah. So where can interview people go and read these interviews?
Op WordPress. Of I can't my Twitter
WordPress.
WordPress. Well, I can say WordPress.
Act cool WordPress.
My stool is picking nuts, sorry.
Op Not Media. Oh, WordPress. So
WordPress, yeah.
What do you do? You Google what?
You can Zen Media. Weet jy, kom my volg op Twitter, @Zenia_Collins.
Zenia Collins.
Ja, Zenia Collins.
Okay.
Okay, my Twitter account natuurlijk, of Facebook, en my updates is gewoon ek daar, in WordPress. Ek het nou die link, die maak natuurlijk vir die tweet.
Yes, and so do you appear as Zenia in at function?
Well, ek wil nou weer begin.
Okay.
Ek wil nou weer begin. Ja, ek het vir rukkie stil gesit en niks gedoen.
But you did the blog thing?
I did the blog thing. No, I stopped for 2 years, actually.
Why and, did you do that? What happened? Tell me
you really
want to
know.
Is it like a snot and trane?
It's like a snot and trane, maar meer snot as trane.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But are you over this?
I'm over this. No, what? Over what?
Him or whatever.
No,
what
over him. Over this. Yeah, the drama queens, I would say.
Yeah.
Let's not go into that.
Okay, but actually it's quite nice.
Will you it work?
Well, no.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
Okay, so you had this drama, you're over it, we're going to read your interviews.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
Going to want to do one with me at some stage as well. And you are an octifus, but you claim up octi and not fus.
Nee, definitely not. Nee, I have no problem with fus, but definitely not. Fus is nog a lekker, maar op 'n ander manier.
Ja, net op on rice.
Yeah.
And Olivia May, the sparrow from Paris, the spermpie from Paris, where are you performing, my one and only darling?
Wel, my volgende geboekte gig.
Kan jy nie fucking Engels praat nie?
Nee, ons kan nie. Ons is nervous.
Oh. Okay, I will translate as you. Okay. He says his volgende gig.
Nee, maar moet ook nou. Ek kan Engels praat.
Kan jy?
Ja.
Kom ons hoor.
The next gig I'm getting cash for.
Okay, hou maar Afrikaans.
Ja, ons gaan perform by die Pink Lorry.
What is the Pink Lorry?
Die Pink Lorry is wanneer Nysna...
Kneisna,
pink geverf. Oh,
it's the gay festival.
Net voor die oesterfees, so ons serve vir jou fish voor.
As oester. And tell me, Bets, aren't you there as well?
I'm indeed.
The Pink Lorry Fees.
Yep.
And wait a minute, isn't that the breaking news we've got today?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You well, see, I understand now. I'm old.
That's nie maar.
According to game, I'm old. I've got a pension card, so. Oh, so that's going to happen.
It's worth it,
the people of the Pink Lorry Festival, they are here with an envelope which we're going to open, and it's going to be breaking news.
Yep.
Isn't that just fantastic?
Well, I hope it's fantastic.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Huh? But blijkbaar is it baie, baie, baie groot.
What?
Denise.
Oh, ek doch. Jy praat van Zenia.
Oh, excuse your gat, man.
What?
Okay. So gepraat van groot, ek design al Betty's rokke. So dis groot. groot
warme bed.
My Betty.
Ja, I's an amazing designer, ek moet sê.
Rarig.
But where do you get those curtains?
Nee, van die plastic crowns van NASA. En
hulle almal.
Ja, en ek moet Google Maps vir hulle e-mail stuur om die patrone te sê dis reg.
But you got nice dresses, Betty. You should you pay him.
Is it better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In kind.
No comment.
Well, we'll be looking out. Well, let's see what happened with the Pink Lorry breaking news. But we will be looking out for you there at the festival. So what does that, do you just pop up shows or do you have planned shows or you just get drunk and do a show? How does it work, Olivia May?
Ons het planned shows. Ons gaan die programme nog op Facebook sit en op multimedia. Hulle kan op my Facebook gaan kyk, Olivia May, M-A-E.
Is Olivia May a bitch?
Sy is
ja.
Nee, dat is hy.
Dit hang af wat se dag van die maand dit is.
Hang af hoe dronk is sy.
Mm. Yeah, I think you should do an interview with Olivia May.
I did. I have before in 2013.
Really? And was she okay?
She was drunk at the stage. She can't remember anything. Yeah, okay. But she was okay.
Yeah, then you had with me also an interview gedoen in 1972.
72,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? When you were in the womb?
Was in the opvolg binnenkort, definitely.
Woman. Oh, my God. Breaking news. We got a WeChat.
Yes, we did.
There is a couple.
Yeah.
Yay! Thank you, people.
Ryan het gesê, hallo julle, Ed luister. En toe homself gekirurgeer en gegaan, ek meen, ek luister.
Oh, Ed luister dalk ook.
Ja. En dan het Spenza gesê, hallo Kasper, met 'n K. Ja. En dan het Michelle Kirschenbaum, nou, dis nogal 'n lekker lang ene.
Okay.
Sy sê, hi Kasper and team.
Hi.
I'm not listening live as I'm doing a tour at the aquarium.
Because she felt I was sending out these bad vibes. Yes. And so she threw the fishes, she felt I was vicious. Yeah?
Yes. But I'm super thrilled to know Sherry is your guest. She got...
Kerry.
She got me once in a show where I wore a very loud pink dress.
Oh, she cocked on you.
Was mercilessly shamed, all in good humor. Love your work. Met the swinkie wat sy daar na gestuur.
Okay, lovely. That is a good one. I like that. So what we're going to do now is we're going to listen to our continuing saga of a repeat of the... new way of listening to an old program called Consistory. We're going to do that now. Then we're going to refresh this whole fucking studio again because we're going to then do the breaking news, I think, before 12, eh? But we got to talk to Donnie Barnard from Showmax as well. So I think we'll do Donnie Barnard Showmax after Consistory and then break the news while he's here. We can break things and we will break the news then, okay? But first, iFix... We love you so much that we all sit here with semis because you are the best iFix. And thank you for helping us making a reality of Kan Sastare.
Hi.
Hi.
Hoe gaan het?
Ach, ek pis bloed verder, okay?
Nou ja, vandag praat ons weer oor iFix.
Lekker.
iFix. Het jy onlangs iets gebreek?
Ja, my hart.
Maar behalwe dit.
Oh, ook okay, my phone, my iPhone.
Perfect.
Ja?
Jy vat het na iFix.
Die glas.
iFix.
Die phone.
Hulle maak het recht in die laagste prijse in die vinnigste tyd.
Jy lieg.
Op my ma's
hart.
Ja.
Okay, so iFix.
Bied my trots aan.
Consistory.
Een geseënde middag vir julle almal. Dankie dat julle deurgekom het hier na die konsistorie toe. Ek soek eintlik maar iemand wat vir my, boonbehalwe die kwalifikasies van 'n skriba, ook net die telefone kan beman, boodskappe kan neem. My vrou het dit nou vir 'n rukkie gedoen, maar sy kan nie meer nie. En Marcel, my seun, het ingestaan, maar hy sal binnenkort vertrek na, kom ons sê, dit rym met palies. Maar dit is nie nou ter sake nie. So al wat ek gaan vra is, om die beurt, as ek my vinger na jou wys, dat jy net vir my sê, hallo, Consistory, en dan sal ek 'n idee kry van... Wie sal deurdring na die volgende ronde? Goed. Eerste enetjie daai meisiekie.
Hallo, Consistory. Hallo, meisie.
Hallo, Consistory.
Hallo.
Hallo, Consistory. Goeie, hallo?
Hallo, Consistory.
Hallo, Consistory. Hallo, Consistory.
Jee, wat is jou naam?
My naam is Benny.
Benny, sê dit weer.
Hallo, Consistory.
Ja, dis mooi. Benny, sal jy vir ons achterbly? Kan die rest van julle asseblief gaan? Maak net die deur toe asseblief. Goeiemôre my blom.
Môre Ati.
Dis die eerste keer dat ek en jy langs mekaar wakker word. Weet jy dit?
Ja, maar hoekom sê dis die eerste keer dat ons wakker word by mekaar?
Ek sê dit omdat dit ruik of jy 'n fucking koeistal opgeëet het.
Kan nou ek nie, dan gaan ek dan nog een bolsel.
Asseblief, degelijk. Veigie.
Wat sê Ati?
Veigie, kom gauw. Veigie, kom kyk.
Wat sê Ati? Wat gaan aan? Wat?
Kyk, my voel.
Oh, dis opgespeld soos 'n walvis. Wat gaan aan?
Ek weet nie. Is dit baie seer? Die dokter het vir my 'n waarborg gegee.
Weet jy wat, Ati?
Wat?
Onthou jy ons het ouma Splinter se rubber handskoene gebruik?
O ja.
Bring gaan die handskoene hier.
Fuck. Dit is vol poeier. Ek sien dit nou eers.
Iemand het jou probeer vergiftig, Ati. Of van my. Dalk het iemand my probeer vergiftig, want ek sou normaalweg skottelgoed gewas het met die handskoene. Ek dink nie hulle het gedink dat jy jou voel sal indruk in die handskoene nie.
Nee, dis is seer. En wat kan mys kry?
Een kerokram?
Nee man, dit moet iets wat opblaas. Kyk een bykie daar. Waar is die meskiet spuit van my? Spuit een bykie.
Dit werk nie, ne?
Ons sal die dokter moet gaan sien.
Dit is so embarrassing. Wat is julle getroud? Wel, gisteravond was ons honeymoon. Ha 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 ha, dokter, ha 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 ha.
Misschien kan ons gaan na dokter Langerhans.
Nee, wat, hy is een sielkundige, wat de fok weet hy van voels?
Okay, wel, dan moet ons hospitaal toe.
Onmiddellijk, Ati, jou voel lyk asof dit in een blender was.
Welkom bij ongevallen.
Hallo?
Als het een skraapwond is, druk 1. Als het een vleiswond is, druk 2. Als het steken nodig het, druk 3. Vergif, druk 4. Voor enige ander wond of ander besering, druk 8. Of druk sterretjie, hutsknopie, sterretjie.
Is by ongevalle.
Hallo ongevalle. My man het omgeval. Omgevalle. My man het omgeval.
Ja, mevroukie.
My man se voël het omgeval.
Is dit 'n papegaai of 'n parakeet?
Nee, dit is sy voël, sy penis.
O, ja. Wat het gebeur?
Dit is flap. Dit flap en is opgeblaas. Dit lyk of iemand hom probeer vergiftig het.
Op sy...
Ja.
Gereedskap.
Kan jy asseblief 'n ambulans stuur?
'N ambulans?
Nee, 'n ambulans.
Ambulans. Ons stuur een en mevrou, kan jy nie self ry nie?
Nee, ek... Nee. Nee, ek sal die hele tyd net vir sy voel kyk. Stuur asseblief 'n ambulans.
Goed, mevroukie.
So, Benny... Jy sê jy het boekhouding geneem?
Ja, dominee, ek is 'n boekhouer, maar ek kan ook admin doen en ek kan al die computerprogramme werk soos Point en Excel en WeChat en Twitter.
Nee, dan is dit fantasties. Waar kom jy vandaan?
Ach, dominee, ek was maar altyd in die gemeente. My pa is ouderling Siebert.
Oh, ouderling Siebert, wat so klaar. Sorry, nee, ek moet nie dit sê nie.
Nee, dominee, kom maar, maar hy is een pijn in die gat, dominee. Hy klaar oor alles. Dan as het nie te seer is nie, is het te soet. As het nie te bitter is nie, is het te soet. Dis my pa daai. Dominee kan seker wees, ek aard na my ma.
Ah, nee, maar baie dankie. Oh, daar is die eerste oproep.
Hallo, Konstory. Hou een beetje aan, asjeblief. Dis vir u, dominee.
Hallo, dominee Kon. Wie is dit?
Rita! Ek is op pad met die kind, na die tronk toe. As
se klaar sal daar by julle verbykom. Wie die foon geantwoord?
Ah, dis my nuwe skriba, Benny.
Het jou mooi gecheck. Is jy seker daar's nie iets fout nie? Is jy seker daar's iets fout met die man nie?
Wagtig, Rita. Ons kan nie so ongelukkig wees dat daar weer iets sal fout wees met Benny nie. Of wat sê ek, Benny?
Konse story
is my trots aangebied deur
I fix.
Hey, wat fout met jou?
Ek weet nie, ek het iets heeltemal verkeerd geëet.
Ah, en nou?
Nou hardloop ek die hele tyd van ablissie tot ablissie. Ah.
Maar hoekom het jy my nie gebel nie?
Ek kon jou nie bel nie, want my iPhone is stikkend.
Maar jy dan 'n Samsung ook?
Ek weet, die Samsung wou nie Samsung nie. Hy is ook stikkend.
Maar jy weet, dan is daar mos net een manier.
Wat?
Jy kry vir iFix om dit reg te maak.
Ek kan nie met 'n vars geskeite pantalon by iFix instorm nie. Dit sal die mense afsit.
Maar hulle kan na jou toe kom ook. Het jy dit dan nie geweet nie?
Nee!
Nou weet jy. O, dit is fantasties! iFix kan na jou kantoor toe kom of na jou huis toe en jou iPhone reg maak.
Maar, ek het nie 'n landlyn nie.
Dan is jy gefok.
Oh, dan kak ek in my broek. iFix.
Môre mevrou, waarmee kan ek mevrou help?
Ek is hier om my seun.
Marcel, mami.
In te boek by die gevangenis.
Goed mevrou, dan kan ek hier kyk. Van as wie gaan Marcel? Ja.
Verskoondig konstabel.
Ek is alles versand, hoor.
Jammer, versand. Het ek my eie suite.
Mevrou, jou seun is snaaks.
Ja, ek skeer my hol elke dag vir hom. Dis waarom ek so baie pleisters het. Kreetu, Raka, wat 'n fok is jou naam?
Marcel, mami.
Luister, dit is nie hotel nie. Jy stint in Indië is alleen nie.
Nee, mevrou, hy is nie alleen nie. Marcel, jy deel jou sel met oom Lollipop.
Oom Lollipop?
Ag, moenie worry nie, hy is fyn. Maak net seker jy wikkel jouself mooi toe in die lakens in die aande.
Ooh, hier kom kak, sports. Ooh, hier kom betasting.
3 jaar van hierdie hel.
Toe maar, Marcel, ons sal elke eeuw, elke dekade, elke 5 jaar, ons sal elke jaar kom kuier, week, maand. Moenie worry jy nie. Ek moet nou gaan, ek moet 'n painting gaan klaarmaak.
Is 'n mama het painting belangriker vir mami as ek?
Natuurlik. Ek en my skat, met mooi bly.
Dankie, mami.
Wat besoektyd is volgende week, ne?
Ek dink dinsdag, tussen 10 en 11.
Goed, sal probeer om my man ook saam te kak, sleep, naai, hop, bring.
Goed, mevroukie, tot ziens. Kom, Marcel.
Goed, kus, goed, konsant. Serpa, sertabel, sertankie.
Marcel, jy begin al soos ek klink. Hongersnood.
Hallo, Lange Hans.
Hallo, Elisabeth. Jere, lekker om jou weer te sien. Het was lekker, baie, baie lekker nou die aand op die foon, hoor. Ek het nog nooit so iets gehad nie.
Yes, yes, I also enjoyed it thoroughly. It cleansed me. Ek het gegil.
Gegil?
Gegil, geskree.
Oh, gegil. Ja, gegil. Het jy gegil?
Ek het gegegil.
Ja. Ach ja, ek is so bly ons sit mekaar nou raak ge.
Yes, we did what I was into on the phone. So I thought tonight it's only fair. A verhouding, altijd is geer en neem. No, vraag ek jou en jy kan sê wat jy wil hee.
Ag nee, lekker. Op jou stadium, Elizabeth, wat ek van hou, are you aware of like high school or university when they have slogans?
Oh, like fees must fall.
Nee, nee, ja, nee, ek bedoel meer soos by cinema atletiek byeenkomste. Dan doen hulle allerhande goed soos die All Blacks die HK doen. Dan, then the locals, they would do all kinds of screaming slogans. That really arouses me.
Really? Oh, well, we can try that. Okay, let's go to my bedroom.
Wow, it's vinniger as die Concorde, Elizabeth.
And now?
Now I just take it as it flows, and then I will start doing the chants.
Okay, but it's not like freaky, fucked up stuff.
Nee, nee, hier, dis net hier jou atletiek byeenkomste kwete. Trek uit jou baadjie, jou toller en jou taaitjie.
What the hell?
Dis a slogan, just repeat after me.
Trek uit jou baadjie. Trek jou baadjie.
Jou baadjie?
Jou baadjie.
Track at your bike, your taller and your tight.
Your back, your taller and yes. Your tight.
Ooh, you're, yeah. Ooh, you. Yes, yeah. Ooh,
Lander.
Ons is nie bang nie.
Ons is nie bang nie.
Nie bang nie, nie bang nie.
Nie bang, nie bang.
Ons is nie bang nie, dat jylle ons gaan vang nie.
Dat jylle ons gaan vang nie. Yes.
I can fear fly.
Please, please fly slow.
Please fly slow. Oh yeah, that's the hunt.
I see. Ach nee, ek wil nie, dit is so erg hierdie nachtmerries. Wie staan daar? Jy lyk soos Gretchen.
Dit is waar, Don. Dit is ek in jou Halloween nachtmerrie.
Gretchen, oh, met 'n wond in jou kop.
Ja, Don. Ons kon so gelukkig saam gewees het, Don. Die toekoms het 'n ander pad met ons gestap.
Ja. Maar as het nie vir ons misstap was nie, dan was Attie nie daar nie. En kyk hoeveel vreugde het hy in ons lewe gebring.
In ons lewe?
Wel dan in myne.
Ja, thank you very much. Ek het niks aan hom. Altijd was een dochterkie en toe was sy aangeneem en toe is ek in die mannhuis. En maar ek het nie veel vreugde gehad aan die gedrog nie.
Dis nie een gedrog nie, Gretchen, dit is jou kind, Attie.
Hallo? Isa? Isa?
Wie de hel is dit nou?
Hallo? Hallo, Con?
Nicky, Zetske?
Hallo?
Is hy jou broer, Gretchen?
Ek het dat nie gehoor nie, ons praat precies diezelfde. Hoor jy dit? Hoor dan, dit is amper asof jy een mens praat.
Goeie God, Elisabeth. Nee, van wanneer af is jylle familie?
Van altijd af, Con. Hoekom denk jy het ek vir Rita nader gekry?
Nee, dit raak nou te ver gesoek. Hierdie is nie episode van Desperate Housewives nie. Jylle kan nie familie wees.
Sir Ferdita, ek stuur groete. Kon, groete aan Rita.
Groete aan Rita.
Kon, dit was goed om jou te zien. Dan was het net met mijn in oog. Ik zie jou weer in jou dromen.
Maar blij, niet wacht. Gretchen, ik het vraag.
Tot later, Kon.
Wat een kar, wat een fokfok, wat een taktak, wat een jesus, wat gaan aan, Kon?
Ek het my jaarlikse Halloween droom gehad.
Oeh, fokslak. En?
Nikki Zetske. Stuur groete. Saam met sy sister Gretchen.
Voos verkrachte vlinder.
Nou ja, vandag praat ons weer oor iFix.
Lekker.
iFix. Het jy onlangs iets gebreek?
O, ook in my phone, my iPhone.
Perfect.
Ja?
Jy vat dit na iFix.
Die glas.
iFix.
Die phone.
Hulle maak het recht in die laagste prijse in die vinnigste tyd.
Jy lieg.
Op my ma'se
iFix. Kom, ons piepie gauw gauw in een meelsak.
This is the Casper Radio Show. You got breaking news right now. Breaking news is from the Pink Lurie Show Festival. Pink Lurie Festival. It's breaking news. The envelope is being given to Betty Bangles. She's going to read the breaking news live. Now, Betty, if you can start reading.
Dit is sopas aangekondig dat die Suid-Afrikaanse verteenwoordiger van Mr. Gay World 2017 by die Mr. Mardi Gras Suid-Afrika 2016 competitie wat deel uitmaak, volgens baie woorde, wat deel uitmaak van Pink Lurie Mardi Gras in Arts Festival in Nysna gekies sal word. Hierdie jaar sal die 16e Pink Lurie Mardi Gras in Arts Festival in Nysna wees. Grab Corporations, Mr. Mardi Gras South Africa and Pink Lurie Mardi Gras and Arts Festival South Africa bied die Mr. Mardi Gras South Africa competitie saam met 2017 verteenwoordiger van Suid-Afrika te kry. Hier is niks nuus vir my so ver nie.
jy kan nie bitch oor jou breaking news nie. Het jy al vir Jan Kruiwagen gesien? En hierso is brekende nuus. Ag nee, wat fok.
But I don't actually know what is the breaking news.
Ek ook nie. John, wat is die nuus?
Olof de Meyer van Mr. Mardi Gras 2013 gaan Suid-Afrika nou verteenwoordig in Malta by meneer Gay Wêreld en die huidige wenner of persoon wat dit sou doen, gaan nie meer deur nie.
Oh.
So van nou af going forward, sal die representative van Suid-Afrika wat ons verteenwoordig by Mr. Gay World by Pink Lurie Mardi Gras gekies word.
Hoekom nie meer die wat sou gegaan het nie?
Dis as in die persvrystelling wat 12 uur op die website sal wees.
Maar ons is eerste! Ons is fucking 4 minute vroeg! Oh my goodness.
Dis baie interessant.
Maar jy het baie kak gelees, Betty.
Ach, baie dankie.
kan ek die papier kry? Kan ek net lees soos Betty gelees het?
Nee, jy gaan dit 10 keer erger maak.
Breaking news! Is so pas aangekondig dat die Suid-Afrikaanse verteenwoordiger van die Lurie's by Mardi Gras verteenwoordigers van Suid-Afrika op Malta verteenwoordig sal word. Dis hoe jy geklink.
En hier is Olof.
Olof! Ek swaai lof aan Oel. Okay, so he, the Olof de Meyer, is the Mr. Mardi Gras South Africa delegate who will be representing his country in the 8th Gay Mr. World in Malfokanta in April 2016. Yay! It's breaking news! Speel julle queens! Speel daar trompette! Oh, blaas! Net soos jylle kan blaas!
Casper's Radio Show. Showmax.
So, that was the breaking news. En nou het ons Showmax verteenwoordiger hier vandag. En dit is namelijk niemand anders nie as Dani Barnard. Goeiemiddag, Dani.
Hallo, Casper.
Wel, dis nog môre. Die breaking news kom oor 2 minute, maar ons weet al. Wat is die breaking news? Het jy geluister?
Ja, dat Olof de Meyer gaan nou die nuwe verteenwoordiger wees by Mardi Gras.
Of die... In Malfokanta.
In Malfata.
Ja, Malfata.
Ek sien daai ou is baie happy met julle nuusleser.
Wat 'n ou? Olof de Meyer. O, die ou van die Mardi Gras. Ja, nee, hy skat nie lekker, maar hy moet nie vir my kyk nie. Wat ons het dit gedoen. By Hoeke by Kroek. Ja, en dis moes sien, dit was lekker. Ek hou van sulke bring altyd skoopies hier na toe, asseblief. Volgende keer sal ek dit net lees.
Ek is sweet hy.
Ja.
Nee, dis die koffie.
I think Bernard wil nou Malta toe gaan.
Ja.
Hy wil Malta gaan, dis wat hy wil doen. Wat sê die onthou wat Twitter is ook oop julle? Die Twitter die Twitter Casper Radio Show account en daar Justic vir ons geskryf.
Ja, hy doen ons oulike tekeninge
ons
van
ons allemaal. Justic. Ja.
Maar hy sê hy kan ongelukkig nie vandag luister na die show nie.
Oh, fuck you Justic.
Maar hy gaan die podcast vang hierdie.
Oh, bless you Justic.
Want dis mos die wonderlike ding van mens kan hierdie lekker gaan kry op podcast.
Body, body, podcast, rewind and forward your podcast now. It's nearly 12 o'clock. It's going to be breaking news in the world right now that Olof de Meyer will be a representative of South Africa in the Mr. Gay in Malta. But we knew it before. 5, 6, 7, 9. It's 12 o'clock, the world knows. Dani, bye, welcome.
Thank you, Casper.
Showmax het ons nou al oor gepraat. Ons allemaal het ons Showmax. Ons wil eerstens weet, voor ek jou ander vraag vra, Dani, ek weet jy is so gay, soos a fucking vark in Palestina, maar but you gay friendly, aren't you?
No, I'm definitely gay friendly.
Okay, so do you have any gay movies on Showmax?
Ek sal nie weet nie, want ek werk op die local, of die internationale deel van Showmax, so ons deel net met Kyknet se programme, maar seker daar sal wees.
Is daar nie a Kyknet nie?
Nee,
daar's een.
Wat?
Gay movie.
Op Showmax, Showmax, wat?
The Normal Heart.
Ah.
Is dit?
Maar jou goed is op, Casper, ek seker jy het a following.
Fuck jou, ek is vir die allemaal. Ja, ek is ook daarop.
Ek het gisteroggend een van jou ou episodes van Casper Asper gekyk, was baie cool.
Dankie. Ons het gepand dat het blauw word op hierdie segment. Die Hakensteek en Casper Rasper en al die goed. Het ons gepand en selfs goed waar Hannes en Charmaine is, ons het fucking alles gepand al. But now, because we have got a gay show today, well, gay themed, we thought maybe we should look at the movies on Showmax gay-wise, but it's only The Normal Heart, Betty?
Ja. Al een normal hard movie. Daar is een paar series wat gay themed is. Absolutely Fabulous. Looking.
Oh, ja, yeah, that's by a guy.
Will and Grace in The L Word.
Wel, die kyk net het daarom Glam Guru. En, wel, deeltitel dames klink vir my een bekend.
Die lekker ding is van Showmax, is jy kan net gaan kyk op die website. Al die informatie is daar so. So as jy wil gaan kyk, kan hulle net soek.
Maar ek denk hulle kan definitief werk aan hulle... musical and gay themed shows.
Gaspar ken vir Candace daar, so hy sal met haar met praat.
Ja, no, we will. Level. I mean, Showmax is so in its beginjare.
Ja, kijk, daar's amazing shows op.
Ja, dat is klaar. Ja,
ek het woensdag aand...
Wat jy gekyk?
Showmax, wel, gekry. En moersie excited en alles, en gestrand te slaan die weerlig my router uit. En dat ek het letterlijk vir 24 uur Showmax gehad.
En self en internet is baie goedkoop.
Ja, no, it does. It's very running smoothly. I've got problems with my Apple TV at the moment with my Wi-Fi at home, but my Showmax is running like smoothly. That the run soos olie van a paal af beautifully. Ek weet nie wat ek nou gesê het nie, maar
Ek wou iets gesê het. O, Alicia, send a twitty. Hallo, Alicia. She's got her own radio. She's got a radio show for children. Do you know that?
Isn't that lovely?
Wow.
Did you listen to her?
I didn't listen, but she sent the link. But you can win something.
Ek neem aan op daai show doen sy nie soos wat sy hierso vir Duncan altyd sê fuck off en sulke
goed. Dit is vir kinders. Jy kan nie sê do you remember on the episode she was on last week? She was very conservative.
Was she?
It's because her boss from this children program was listening. So she couldn't gone mal. I said, do something, score some freebies with Buy My Baby. Nee, sê sy. Ek gaan nou niks doen nie. Now we know why. She was trying to be cook in front of boss.
They actually, you know, I think you should teach children to swear.
I love it. I think we should have a section.
Kinders leer vloek.
Johnson's and Johnson's barber shampoo bied aan vloek vir kinders.
Het jy fucking skilpers?
Ja. wat is vandag se woordjie, oom?
Ja. Get the sting out of the words.
Yeah.
Wat is die steek uit die woord vandag, oom?
vandag leer ons van geslagsgemeenskap.
You. Nee. Okay. Gebeur dit in 'n saal? Want my ma sê altyd daar's 'n gemeenskapsaal. Oom?
Die oom is in hegtenis.
Oom wil nie saamspeel nie.
Ja, die oom is in hegtenis geneem.
is daai Blertie se broer wat jy nou uitgebring het?
Ja, dis so al frikkie, ja. Hy is nie lekker nie. Al die kindertjies wat ek doen is bietjie your mental retarded, moet ek sê.
Daai Blertie was 'n pest.
We love Blertie.
Ek like ook vir Blertie.
Ja.
En Hanu lewe Hanu nog.
Hanu lewe, net met die genade van Klipdrif.
Yay!
Maar Dani, jy het nou net iets gesê hier van Hannes oor Amsterdam en feeste en kak. Wat gaan aan? Wat is dit? Showmax?
Showmax borg die fees, die kyk net internasionaal deel van Showmax. So daar's 'n kuns en kultuurfees, 'n Afrikaanse fees in Holland en dit begin in April maand en ons is baie dankbaar om deel te kan wees van dit en half die kanale oop te maak dat ons Afrikaans en Hollands by mekaar kan kry want ek voel daar's gaan baie geleenthede kom van hierdie af. En en ek is net dankbaar om deel te wees van Showmax en ons het so baie cool goeders wat in die pipeline is. Ons kan obviously nie van baie goeders nou praat nie, voor dit nie vas is nie, maar daar kom groot goeders en dit is goed vir die local filmmakers en vir die ouens van oorsee af om so 'n platform in Suid-Afrika te lankal so iets nodig gehad en ek dink Showmax doen dit justice.
Maar Dani, ek ken jou ook, hoe ek jou leer ken het ruk terug as 'n filmmaker, so jy is seker baie excited oor daai prospects, want ek neem aan die manier waarop jy praat, wil ek net subtiel vir jou vra, bedoel jy so Netflix Hulu rig waar mens in daai rigting kan ingaan en dalk jou eie goed doen?
Ja, verseker. Showmax gaan hulle eie goed commission. Ons het klaar ons eerste ene, Die Byl, dis 'n Afrikaanse ding. Hy kom April uit.
Die Byl, gaan dit oor wie?
Ek is nog nie seker nie. Ek is baie onverwags ingegooi ook vandag.
Nee, ek het jou onverwags geroep.
Ek is nou eers maar 2 weke daarsom.
O ja.
En John wat saam met my werk is, tans nou in Australië en in Engeland. Sy set vir ons baie werk daar op partnerships wat ons gaan doen. So ons ondersteun baie die taal daarso.
Okay.
So ons werk daarso is basies ons kry Afrikaans uit vir die expats buite. Wat buite Suid-Afrika woon en jy weet daar's baie. Ek wou jou nog gevra het, is daar mense oorsee, want julle kan ons podcast luister. Luister mense, het julle oorsee se mense wat luister na julle?
Dani, het ons oorsee.
Dat 3. Dis so 3 mense ja.
Ons is nou net op Facebook toe praat mense uit Dubai in Australië. Honest?
Ja.
Praat jy dan?
Ja, ons het mense in Bagdad gehad wat selfs
Bagdad Dani.
Ons het gister 'n tannie van Kazakhstan gekry.
Fok ja, ons het Australië. Ek gee jou een Australië vir 'n Bagdad. No, we do and I know it's a very important market and I know Showmax is very visual at the moment. We see it everywhere. I told the story last week where people were talking about Showmax behind me in the theater. So it's doing well.
Yeah, and excuse my English, I'm actually Afrikaner, but I want to do a bit in English because all my colleagues are actually listening to this show.
Are you listening, colleagues?
And they actually know you, Casper. They all came up to me before I came here and they quoted some of your shows and some
That's
of your
good.
Programs. So
And there's so the, all the people in that building are so cool to work with.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, I cool like people. It. It is cool. I met a lot of them, and it's cool. Young people,
yeah,
they know what's going on in the world. And so Showmax is like really, it's not like a second hand, let's kind of be an online presence. It's really going out there.
Yeah.
And do you know how well you're doing in terms of... the movies and the series and stuff, are you beating some
it's definitely
competition?
We, I cannot disclose the information, but we are definitely...
Yeah, Clint, this is a fucking policeman by a hofsaak.
Okay.
Can you disclose the information? Okay, can you give me clues and I can interpret it?
Definitely. We get like targets,
okay,
and we are reaching the targets.
Ah, verstaan jy dit anders?
Ek dink hulle sê basies dat hulle
het goeie opkoms.
Ja.
Die basis sê vir ons kry
hulle sien groei.
Ja, definitief. Ja, definitief.
En jy het vir my vroeër ook gesê soos met die al die kyknet in Afrikaanse goed, dis binne 24 uur van uitsending is dit klaar op Showmax.
So alles wat jy nou tans op kyknet sien, sal binne 24 uur op ons platform wees. So die mense
in
buiteland.
For the people in Kazakhstan, in Dubai, in Australia, not for us.
Ons is ongelukkig nie in Dubai nie, ons is in 'n paar territories, maar op ons website on the about page they can go and look at all the territories where we are available, but we are opening up every day new territories. There's some legal procedures that we need to go through in order to open up a new territory, but we're working overtime. And I was surprised to see that there's actually Afrikaans people living in Russia and Asia and Kazakhstan, they all over the world, and they
the
are really
fuckers,
hungry
they
for this
procreate
content.
They go everywhere. You can't stop them. You can't stop them. Afrikaans people,
there's an Afrikaanse biblioteek in Rusland.
Stop the bus.
Ja, by universiteit.
Ek
het
really?
Alles, ja, al die Afrikaanse boeke daar.
En nou gaan hulle al die Afrikaanse movies en series in.
They can, yeah. So if you got Showmax in Kazakhstan, do you see something else than you see in Johannesburg?
Yeah, so there's a geo-targeting and geo-blocking.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, so
geo. Oh, that's the geografies?
Yes.
Ja, en net vir my, as jy mooi verduidelik dan verstaan.
Okay, so it's quite a complicated procedure. So the producers sell a set amount of rights to a distributor or a platform.
Yeah.
And we need to go and renegotiate with them to get the rights to have their content on our platform in other territories. So that's what we are busy working on at the moment. So we're building up our library every day. We've got the biggest library in Africa for any platform that's out there. So
what I like is when you go every day, you go into Showmax and it says new, and it's new. Then I could not even see it. Oh yeah, this neat. That I like.
Yeah,
continuously. Like iTunes, Apple and like Netflix like once a week. Showmax is like once a day. There's new stuff. I like that.
The people work very hard.
I bless them on the
carousel billboard. So we update the carousel billboards every day.
I don't know what you're saying now.
Okay,
carousel
so that's
billboards.
The carousel billboard.
What's that?
When you access the site, it's the big thing that you see first where the new shows are on. So
yeah,
click,
that's the billboard.
Yes,
that's
the
carousel
billboard,
Danny.
Ja, gepraat van carousel.
Ja, carousel.
Die eerste keer toe ek jou ontmoet het, jy het actually kak gebyt.
Waar?
Ek was by 'n show by jou by carousel en toe
carousel.
Toe gaan ek net badkamer toe, kom ek terug toe. Trap jy my uit toe sê ek's laat. Ek was nie laat, ek was regtig in badkamer toe.
Ja, but it's part of show business is
to
pick on people who stand out during the show. I'm sorry.
Maar ek het dit mooi gehandel.
Het jy?
Ja, nee.
Was dit dan nommer 1 of nommer 2? Want dit sou bepaal hoe laat
jy was. Was
nommer
1, ek was vinnig.
Okay, whipsy peepsy. Okay, well, Donnie, I want to thank you for being here. It's nice to see you again.
Okay, Casper, can I just do a shout-out to my colleagues?
Do a shout-out immediately.
Nee, ek kan hulle al benaam noem.
Kom ons noem die name.
Okay. I want to first say how's it to Thomas. He's our copywriter.
How you doing, Thomas?
And then I want to say hello to John Atwell.
John, baby.
So right after this interview, we're actually going to his dinner party.
John.
He's leaving to Holland.
To Holland, you say.
Yeah, the
for Holland.
No, he's leaving for Holland. Sorry, Casper.
Dis maak nie saak nie. Ons is fucking mense.
Okay.
John, heb een heerlijke tijd in Nederland. We hopen dat je hier genoten en niet te veel van de hashish roken, hè?
And then I want to say hello to Bronwyn 1 and Bronwyn 2.
Bronny.
Daar's twee Bronwyns. Hulle sit reg langs mekaar. Dis nogal confusing. Toe ek die eerste dag daar was, het my baie die mekaar gemaak.
Are they family?
No, just friends.
Bronwyn 1 and 2. Bronwyn, is it the man or a woman?
Are they cute?
Yeah, of course, I must say that. And then I want to say hello to Zoe. She is awesome. She's our marketing manager. She
hello, Zoe.
And she looks good today. We all told her that. She went. She did her hair and everything looks... Everyone looks nice today for John's going away dinner.
Oh, for the Holland
and
guy.
And then lastly, I want to say hello to Natalie. She's across me. She's in charge of our social networks.
Hello, Nats.
Yeah, she's also a cool girl. And then to all the other people, how's it?
You know, this is not a fucking versoek programmiekie, hey?
Maar ek moes net vir my span daar sy.
But I quite like it. It's the first time ever that someone sent shout out. I like it. And so, and if we had time, I would have said, oh, we love you too, say Showmax, Donnie.
Thanks.
Hey, man, it's so quick. We've got a very special guest, Kerry DePria. And so otherwise, I would have played even a song for your colleagues. What I'll do, I'll play a new release that's just come out. And then while it plays, I'll get Kerry in and get you out. Oh, we're first going to play the Showmax thing, and it's going to go, hang on.
Gasper's Radio Show.
Showmax. Thanks, Donnie. I'll see you again. I'll see your colleagues again.
Yeah. And Casper, in the cloud. Don't forget to give me your DVDs so that we can get your content up on Showmax.
We have
That's to. What I actually came here to do.
Oh, you got it to my one-man shows?
Yes.
Oh, you must put it on a...
I can't then promise I can relax. Anything, but I can give
no,
it to
No, you
Candace.
Must fucking promise me now. Otherwise, you're not leaving here.
You must speak to Victor.
Okay. So this apparently is also a new release out, so enjoy that. But now it's time for
extra
our...
Extra Special!
That was Extra Special Guest, and that's none other than the magnificent Kerry DePria, all the way from the UK, on the Casper Radio Show. Good afternoon, Mom.
Hello.
Are you well, darling?
I'm okay. I'm fighting a bit of a head cold, but I'm okay.
Shame. Yeah,
I'm okay.
I can see you. You look a bit under the weather.
A bit puffy in the face.
And that's why I appreciate that you're here, because you've got a very taxing show. It's a long show, and you do a lot of things.
I do a lot of costume changes in it, yeah. I feel as though I've done a workout by the time I finished.
Yeah, no, I can imagine that. I can imagine that. It's fantastic. And all the characters you do. And I mean... You have not like done the tip of the iceberg this week. We saw your show at this theater on the square, because you do everyone, the Queen. No, okay, in this show she's not, but let's say
she's not in this show.
You didn't do Lady Gaga. You didn't do the Queen. You didn't do Gloria Gaynor.
There's loads. There's Joan Collins,
Shirley Bassey.
You didn't do that. Cher.
No,
Lady Gaga.
No,
Bjork. I mean, there's loads. I've done loads.
Yes.
Over the years.
That's fantastic.
But some come and go. Some come into the news.
Yeah.
And then they go, and then others have longevity. The big stars,
you know, like
Joan Collins and Tina Turner.
Yeah, Tina Turner is amazing. Yeah. Mm. What is amazing about it is the fact that you sing live.
I do them all live.
You're not a mimer.
No, well, I didn't know when I first started, when I was much younger, I didn't know that on television in the UK, we'd only seen people like Danny LaRue and Barry Humphries doing Dame Edna.
Yes.
And of course, that was all live. So I didn't know when I was a kid, I didn't know until I moved to London and I saw all the acts that would mime. I didn't know, so I just started singing live.
Have you ever mimed?
Once we did a skit on Barbie and Ken. I was Barbie and one of the boy dancers was Ken.
Okay.
And I said, well, we're dolls. And there was a song. I don't know whether you can remember the song Cinderella Rockefeller. You're the lady that I love. Do you remember that song?
Does anyone remember that
song? Well, anyway. And we couldn't get the voices that high. We did it to playback. And because we were dolls, pretending to be dolls, it worked.
Yeah, but you prefer to do it yourself. And it's actually... It is awe-inspiring if you see this guy is doing all these characters, but also it's his own voice. Sometimes you forget that, which is actually good for you.
Oh, you're very
compliment
kind.
For you, yeah. But you then you realize, my God, yeah, this is not miming. This is the actual instrument of the voice as well. Go.
Yeah, and sometimes when you do a long show, you get to almost to the end, and then I think the last... I don't really want to say the last three I do in this show, it gives too much away, but the last three are a bit hectic, so it takes it out of you. You know, your voice is a bit tired by the end of the show.
But what did you say, Charmaine? You enjoyed that last bit a lot, hey?
Yeah, the first, and that was kind of just, so totally irreverent. And then the second bit, I loved as well because it gave it gravitas, and my nephew was there and he said, oh, I'm so glad he did the second bit because I'd have been disappointed. But okay. It anchored it for him, and he's only 22.
Probably some of the ladies I do in the show, my God, I mean, some of them are so old. Zsa Zsa Gabor is, I think she was 99, wow. Zsa Zsa Gabor, last she week. Out. 99.
Wow.
She's still going. Yeah.
She's still slapping police officers.
I thought she's dead. She's still going.
No, she's 99. She had her leg off a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, she did. But she's still there. The last of the Gabors.
Good living.
Can I really be a pain? I'm so typical. It's like a typical parent or irritation. But can you please... speak a little bit,
darling, I'm so tired because my voice is very, very tired. So, darling, you must come and see the show because I am fabulous in it, darling.
I will, Lady Zsa Zsa. That was very funny. The way you assume the characters, Dame Edna as well, it's fantastic. You actually forget now that you, who the fuck is this, really Dame Edna? Or
they love Dame Edna.
Edna
yes.
is so well done.
She's very cruel though. She spends her life laughing at the misfortunes of others.
Yeah, why not?
Know? Yeah.
But it works like a bomb. Well, I mean, we were in hysterics.
The great thing with Dame Edna is she looks so awful with her purple hair and she's got too much jewelry on and everything's over the top.
Yes.
But yet she thinks she's... a supermodel, but she's not. Yeah. And that's why it works. And that's the thing with Joan Rivers, is she rips into people, but she also rips into herself.
Yes.
You know, if she didn't rip into herself, it wouldn't be funny. She'd be cruel. But
she
because
shows
she,
that she can laugh first at herself.
She does laugh at herself.
And
yeah.
then you better not be offended if she laughs at someone else.
Yeah.
I absolutely
because it's a joke.
By that
it's
rule.
The whole thing is a joke.
We have to look in the mirror. Yeah.
And if some people take it the wrong way, then they must, I don't know, get a life. There's terrible things happening in the world with all horrible wars and everything, and we're just there to make people laugh. That's all. You know?
Have you got that Cinderella thing there?
Yep.
Let's have a listen.
Oh, have you got it?
Is
my
it
God,
is?
That's
is
the
it?
One.
Abby and Esther O'Ferry, Cinderella Rockefeller.
Oh, yeah. I remember now.
Yes, I couldn't get up that high.
I remember that. Yes, I do.
Well
I
done.
Do. Well, I wanted to ask you, what was the song so far that you enjoy doing the most?
In this show?
In your life.
Oh, my favorite song is a song by Edith Piaf called Hymn L'Amour, Song of Love.
Okay. Do we lyrics, know this?
Well, I don't know. The lyrics are fantastic.
Have you done it on stage?
I have done it, yes. Oh, okay. But I don't do it in the show.
No,
I
you do.
I do No Regrets in the show. All in French. And that's difficult. I really have to concentrate when I do that. It took me forever to learn that song.
I can imagine.
In French.
Yeah. No, it's stunning.
You know, but I really have to concentrate. But in this particular show, when I get to that part of the show, I'm glad because it's the first time I can take a little... breather, because the others are quite hectic in the second half, and PF's very laid back. Even though I have to concentrate, it's not as hectic as some of the others.
Yeah, but as you say, you got there, you got to open up and sing, and we forget you're not miming there; you are singing.
Yeah.
And in your world of drag shows, where did you got the inspiration, except for the television? Where did you start?
Well, it's my answer's a bit boring and a bit sort of stereotypical. I was the class comedian in school, and I made all the teachers laugh. I impersonated the teachers, and I remember doing a show in school, a school concert, and somebody got up and sang a folk song, or they played the guitar, or they did a poem, and I got up and I impersonated Mrs. Thatcher. And I suppose then it was, you know, making people laugh. You get that bug, that showbiz bug, and then it just went on from there, you know. And I started impersonating all these various people.
Can you still remember Margaret Thatcher, a bit of improv?
A bit of. She had a very deep... She talks like that. Yes. Thank you so much. And she talked down to people, you know, which was very bad. And people didn't like her, still don't like her. In fact, they tried to erect a statue to her in one of the museums, and somebody threw paint over it and snapped her arm off. And they don't like her, you know.
Yeah, they throw shit at statues.
Yes, I know. I know, I heard about that at the art gallery or something. But you see, now I do Camilla Parker Bowles in my show.
Oh, lovely.
And they don't like her.
No, we don't like her.
They don't like her. They see her as the villain in the pantomime, the wicked queen.
So the way you do it is perfect.
I send her up, you know. Yeah. They don't like her very much.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, that whole story, and you tell about the royals, and that, I mean, that is things that we enjoy. It might be common, but it's great to just hear about Charles and Philip and Elizabeth.
And all of
them. Lady Horse herself. It's fantastic. From the cow miller herself.
Yes, cow miller.
Very beautiful. Now, what happens, people, is the show is at Santon's Theatre on the Square, and it's a fantastic show. Kerry starts by doing Kerry, if I remember correctly.
It's a very glamorous persona that's in this outrageous costume, and it just sets the tone for the evening. I just explain to the audience that I'm just a bloke dressed up as all these glamorous women, and they're about to... The opening song is called Glamour, and it mentions all these stars, and I do about 14 of them in the show that they see, and then there's a little twist at the end, which I won't give away.
Well, if you could just reply on that twist... But without giving it away.
No, I won't. But you had me in tears.
Oh,
I was finished.
With the last, the last song?
Yes, you know, the culmination of everything. It started off so, you know, wickedly wild, and then it was, you know, everything in between. It was funny. It was, you know, and then at the end.
It calms down.
I just sat there and I thought, okay. And it reminded me of someone I loved who died just a week ago.
Yeah.
So it was so poignant because he was also the first person that I saw in drag.
Okay.
And so it was like, it took me on a nice journey, and it was kind of like, so thank you for that.
Thank you for that. It's a great song that was written by, there was a singer in the UK, Dorothy Squires. She was a very flamboyant singer. She had feathers and big arm gestures. And long before Shirley Bassey, they did say that Shirley Bassey, who was Welsh, and Dorothy Squires was Welsh, that Shirley Bassey pinched all her arm movements.
Okay.
I'm waving my arms about. I don't know why I'm on the radio, but I am waving my arms about. And she wrote that song, Dorothy Squires, and I heard her sing it in concert, and I thought, my God, that song is so right for the end of my show. And I'm glad you liked it.
I more than liked it.
But you are also from Wales originally.
I am, yes, from Wales, from what Tom Jones.
What makes Welsh people different?
Sing. I thought you were going to say what makes Welsh people sing. Well, it's the drink, the beer. They have too many beers, and then.
But
they
if
sing.
You say drink, I think Irish. I don't know exactly how to define.
The Irish, the Scots, and the Welsh. Big
all drinkers. Yeah. Okay.
But all Celtics, all great people.
Okay, but they what is their language? That strange language.
Well, there is a Welsh language. Yeah. I don't speak Welsh.
No,
my
thank
father
God.
Does. Yeah, I don't. It's very sort of it's very like a. Like, you know, I can say that long place in Wales.
Yes, that one.
There is a place in Wales. This is a real place, and it's called Llanfair Pwll Gwyn Gwyn Drobwyll Llantwsynion Go Go Goch.
You just said three swear words in Afrikaans.
Yes. Well, Afrikaans is very...
Afrikaans
so
is guttural,
Welsh.
Yeah.
Iachida, you know, you say Iachida, which means I'm great, or...
Iachida.
Diolch yn fawr, thank you very much.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. You gave me an idea.
Cariad means darling. So if you say diolch yn fawr cariad, thank you very much, darling.
Sometimes we have
and
language.
Then there's another one, canachul bant pasgoid. Yes. I'm not going to tell you what that is. It's very rude.
Sounds like something you drink with coffee.
Yeah, it's not.
Not. We sometimes have language lessons on the show, but we never had Welsh. We should do that. I'll go and search for Welsh language lessons. It's difficult to say Welsh language lessons. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
You say Welsh language lessons?
Welsh language lessons.
Yeah, it's typical. We also have a section we've quickly got to go to, but you will enjoy this, I'm sure. It is called Stofpoepie, and it's like golden oldies, you see, of years gone by. And today I've got a very interesting mix of Stofpoepie. But let me just look for the... There it is.
Stofpoepies van tijd. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
What do I eat today? It'll have to be Sandwich Baron as I get free delivery. But what? A crunchy salad? Or fresh French bread with a variety of quality fillings? Maybe a giant baked potato cooked to perfection, topped with creamy mushroom sauce, crispy bacon, and a goodly helping of cheddar cheese. At Sandwich Baron, you can order online. No hassle, no fuss. Only register once with a store of your choice. Order online at sandwichbaronstore.co.za. Over 60 stores nationwide to choose from. Sandwich Baron, undeniably delicious.
Thank you, Sandwich Baron, for sponsoring Stofpoepies. Now, we play a song, usually a well-known song from years ago. Now, today we're going to do instrumentals. There was such a lot, eh? Remember instrumental hits?
I do. Nothing comes to mind. Just
okay.
Off the top
let
of
me
my
play
head.
You the first thing that I've got here. We're not going to listen to everything of it, thank God. But
mooi is dit nie?
What's this?
For Elise. Yes. No. What it sounded like. It's the new for Elise.
Richard Kleiderman vibe.
Richard Kleiderman.
Yeah.
Oh, the song or the artist?
Artist, Richard Kleiderman. The song is?
For Elise.
No.
No?
I can see it from here, so I'd be cheating.
For Elise is ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Ballad for Adeline. Now, do you remember this one? This one is quite... Oh, it was a big hit.
I'm going to go... give me a more. I'm doing it note for note now.
Yeah.
Hey!
Kerry, I am very disappointed in you, ma'am. You don't know what the fuck you're hearing.
No.
You'll come in now. He's like the Kenny Loggins of his time. But he's not playing the flute. He's playing the trumpet. He's taking his time, though.
Yeah, big long intro. Now,
play your fucking trumpet. There you go. Ring a bell?
No.
Can it be
It's just like I can imagine someone driving at night in a convertible through the streets of Miami or something.
Yeah, but there's a big hit. It's Herb Albert with Rise. Okay, and then this one we will all know. I am very, very sure. Very big instrumental hit. Dame Carey? No.
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 Pray to God, no.
This should be a personal friend of yours.
It's Van Strings.
No. I'm sorry. And I thought I mustn't play this.
Shazam.
So, no, don't you fucking Google it. This is the Queen. The Queen.
Elton John?
Yes, it's Elton.
Elton John.
With Song for Guy.
Thank you for putting me out.
Am I the only one who knows these fucking songs?
Just today.
Yeah, but you knew them beforehand.
It's the phenomenon of the instrumental. For some reason, no words necessary. Just the music. There you go. That's Sir Elton John with Song for Guy. And that was part of our Stoff Poopies. And it's presented by Sandwich Baron. And I want to say thank you to them. Because without them, we wouldn't have been eating.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal Sandwich Baron moet wees. Hulle lever mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor.
Dis reg,
maar wat sal dit wees? 'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak varslaai of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels.
Stop it!
Of dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige champignonsaus, brosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld twyfeld heerlik.
Haskus sonder setpil is gevaarlik.
Dit is Gasper Radio.
We're talking to our extra special guest, Carey Dupriya. Now, I am ashamed to ask you this, but I don't know the etiquette. Do I address you now actually as your real name?
Well, my real name is Carey. It's
okay.
Yeah, it's a Welsh name. It's spelled C-E-R-I.
Okay, that's
not
your real
Irish
name.
Way. The Irish way is with a K, K-E-R-R-Y or K-E-R-R-I.
Okay.
But Carey is a Welsh name, yeah, because we pronounce our C's as though they were K's.
So, Carey.
Yeah, so Carey, C-E-R-I. My real name is Carey Richard Jones. Carey Dupree. Dupree is a made-up name for stage. Yeah.
And you primarily started doing drag to be funny.
Yeah, well, yes. I mean, it started... I went to a fancy dress competition many years ago when I was 17. And many years ago. And there was a television program on in the UK set in a holiday camp called Heidi High. And there was a Welsh character... called Gladys Pugh, and she had short cropped black hair like Liza Minnelli, and her uniform was a yellow jacket and a white skirt, and it was very, very topical at the time. So I went to a fancy dress party dressed as her, won first prize, got up to collect the prize from the DJ, and I'd had a few to drink, so I was very, you know, alive, and I got on the microphone and I started to do her impersonation of her, and everybody loved it, and I put her in my cabaret show. And they loved it in Wales, because I was in Wales working in the rugby clubs and things then. And then I put Shirley Bassey in, and then I put Tina Turner in, and then I moved to London, and then I, you know, I've done, God, over 90 odd different women over over the years, you know.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Can I ask you once again the irritation question? Can we have a little bit of Dame Edna, please?
My voice is very...
That's why I'm saying, yes. I'm sorry. I want to apologize on behalf of professionalism, but I can't help asking.
Hello, darling. It's Dame Edna Everidge here on this wonderful radio show with Casper and wonderful people. I'm having a lovely time. Do come and see the show. Possums.
Thanks, Dame Edna. Oh, that was, and okay, then I won't ask anymore. A little bit of Joan. Joan Rivers, please. Please.
Oh, what a nice audience. You're so fabulous. You got to come and see it. I'm at Theatre on the Square, and it's absolutely fabulous, fabulous, fabulous.
Thank you for doing that.
Awesome.
Okay. What does Nikki say then?
Nikki DiBello says, you guys have me in stitches. Ha ha, people at work think I'm going mad. Thanks for the laughs.
Maybe it's just in hospital because he's got stitches.
Ah.
I read that your the dresses are made for you, but they're fucking pricey.
Yes, they're works of art, really. They really are, some of them, you know. And they're very heavy because there's so much on them. The opening costume has got a load of beads.
Yes, it's like
it weighs a ton. They're so heavy.
Chandelier.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, there we are, like a chandelier. It's got all those drops on it like you have on a chandelier. So they are costumes. They are works of art. I always say I don't wear dresses. I wear costumes. Yeah. They're constructed.
That's true.
You know? It's like the Camilla outfit is a riding ensemble, but like you've never seen.
Absolutely. You know? And it is, constructed.
A construction, yeah.
But I heard RuPaul said once that it's not when you do what you do. He's not wearing dresses. It's costumes for
characters. They are, you know, a normal woman could never wear it. That's they're too heavy. They're too cumbersome.
Yeah.
They weigh a ton and you sweat like hell when you've got them on, you know. Okay. And like I said, by the time I get to the end of the show, when I've gone through 14 costume changes, you do feel as though you've done a workout, you know.
Oh, absolutely. It's very clever. You've got a device, I'm not going to say what it is, in the second half, to actually appreciate all the trouble and the quickness of which, the quickness with which, yes, that I can't think, the quickness with which you transform from character to character. That is amazing. And I mean, you haven't got time to go off and go, fuck. You're there all the time.
Yeah.
The whole second half.
Yeah, you start and you just go. Yeah. Go. Mm. Even in the interval, I still, by the time I cool down and then redo my sort of face, it's time to put the next costume on and start the second half of the show. So from the minute I start, really, I mean, I start getting ready 2 hours before the show, you know. So it's, quite a long...
Have you done laser work or anything like that? How does the male skin react to all this?
Oh, fine. And I mean, it does get a bit tired if I'm doing... Sometimes if I do two shows a day...
You're going to shave it in.
We do pantomime. We do two shows a day and I'm in makeup all day, you know. And then sometimes we do a cabaret late at night after that. And it gets a bit hectic. My face gets tired. My skin does get tired and irritated. And sometimes the jewellery, because it's so heavy and cumbersome, that can irritate you if you sweat metal. And that can, you know. And my ears, because I have... wear big earrings.
Of
course. All have double-sided tape on them and hooks.
Okay.
You rip those off.
Every time.
Twice a day. Yeah. You know, you could be ripping it off your ears 20 or 25 times a day. And your earlobes are like tingling.
But you look well. You don't look like a leper.
Well, no, I don't. I don't.
It looks good. And like the speciality items, like there's one girl and she sort of pulls something up. I don't want to say what it is, but it rhymes with nits, and it goes up.
Oh,
now,
yes.
Is that made for you?
Yes. Well, do you know what they're
That's
made out
of? That's very
funny. I love made that.
They're made out of a pair of shoulder pads. Because we couldn't get anything that big enough that worked. And again, I don't want to say gag is. It gives it away. But they're shoulder pads.
And it works.
It works. It works.
Every time. Yeah, it's one of those where you can't help. You laugh every time for that specific gesture.
Because they don't see it coming.
They don't see it coming. No. But it was very funny. But you said that was a character. I didn't know who that was. It did.
Peggy Lee.
Oh, Peggy Lee. I know the name, of course. Yeah.
You know the song. Never yeah. know how much I know.
You. Never know how much oh, yeah.
That one.
I didn't, but it's extremely funny. And then I also wanted to ask you, how many times have you been here in South Africa?
Well, I've been here about, I've been coming here now on and off for the last probably 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, because I heard, sorry to interrupt, your pronunciation of Afrikaans or South African words were perfect. So
oh, were they?
You're like Braamfontein. You can hear that you've been here.
Yes,
yeah.
Thank you. Well, that's my producer, Neil, giving me the sort of the correct pronunciation.
No, you do it. I thought, okay, he's been here before, that's for sure.
Yeah. No, I was here. I mean, I haven't been. We were in Cape Town last week with a show. I hadn't worked in Cape Town for about 6 years.
Okay.
But I did come quite regularly, almost every year, for about 5 or 6 years to Cape Town. And then I came to Johannesburg to the, is it the theatre? The is it the Civic Theatre?
Not
the
Civic Theatre. Nelson Mandela.
The smaller theatre there I did twice. Uh-huh. And I also did about 2 years ago, I was here last, I did a casino, the Empress Palace.
Yeah, okay.
For about a month with a show, and then now here.
Oh, fantastic.
So, yeah, but the Theatre on the Square is a lovely theatre. Mm.
It is, eh?
It is.
Yeah.
Nice.
And we're at Boxburg next week. We finish off there.
Can we have prayer now for you?
Yes, go on.
Okay. Can we all be silent and think of Kerry in this moment of need where she's going to go to, yes, people, Boxburg? Kerry, we wish you the best.
Thank you so much.
May God Almighty protect you. No, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. I know people from Boxburg. They're fine. They just don't aggravate them. No, that's Benoni. That's Benoni. That's absolutely...
We're not going there.
No. No, I actually used to stay very close to Boxburg, so I'm just joking.
We've got a question here, once again, from Nick Ribello. Mm. He says, I think a few of us would like to know, does the tucking not get uncomfortable, especially during the show?
Oh, no, God. I always say I've been doing it for 33 years. I just whistle now. It goes away on its own.
So that's no problem?
No. I have a very I wear a very tight jockstrap.
Yeah. Are you going to be at the Boxburg show, Betty?
Yes.
So Betty is a drag artist.
Mm-hmm.
Betty Bangles. Are you going to be dressing up?
Yeah, I will be.
Is there a universal way to tuck?
Yeah, I think...
What, would you use tape or what the fuck?
No, fuck. Well, luckily I have a stomach and big dresses, so I don't have to tuck completely.
Oh.
But yeah, I don't know, everyone tucks the same way. I mean, there's small differences, but there's only one way to tuck it away.
Our producer Duncan asks, can you tuck into your ass? Ass, he said.
Oh, Duncan.
He wants to know. Maybe you could?
Yeah, but you don't.
You don't, Duncan. Okay, thank you very much.
He's happy with the answer.
What do you think of like RuPaul's Drag Race?
Well, I'm not a fan of RuPaul.
I know. What's he done wrong?
He looks great, but I think that's where it ends. He's, you know, he's not the greatest talent, I don't think. I don't think that you could put him in front of an audience and say, right, entertain them for 2 hours.
Yeah, but hasn't drag developed so much that you got these categories now?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. It's a great visual television program. They all look fantastic.
Yeah, those drags.
But I don't think that they are performers per se. Do you know what I mean? They're not actors or impersonators or singers, or they don't have a lot of... They look great, but they don't have any meat to them, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it is a certain style. I mean, that you get your drag artists who look fantastic,
yeah,
and just like women. You know, who's that? Courtney Act.
Courtney Act.
She's so beautiful, just like a woman. But that's a different style than yours. Yours is more theatre based.
Yes, it is. Yeah. You know, I would never go on one of those competitions or do anything like that or dress up to do that. That's not my thing, you know.
Yeah.
It's theatre, very theatre and cabaret based, my show, you know.
Because not only do you wear women's clothing, but you have got to imitate someone. You've got to pull your face a certain way. You've got to sound a certain way. So there's much more to it.
Yeah, I try and sort of become that persona
for
the moment. I try and you know, and some work are great, and some I've tried over the years and haven't worked. Judy Garland never worked for me. I couldn't do that. I couldn't really do Barbara Streisand.
Judy Garland is work. the mother of Liza. That one.
That's the one.
But you've done Shirley Temple as well.
I've Shirley Temple, yes.
That's the girl.
She's the little kid.
I was just getting
confused. With the blonde ringlets.
Okay,
yeah.
You've done her. Judy Garland. Yeah. Why didn't Judy Garland work?
Just didn't work for me, Casper. I don't know why, it just didn't. And Barbara Streisand didn't work. We did a Kylie Minogue thing, and that didn't work. And we tried. We did it about 15, 20 times. I said, it's not working. We changed the song. We changed the outfit. I said, no, it's not working for me. So that's it. It goes.
How do you do it? You know, do you go sit in front of the mirror? Do you record yourself?
Well,
do you watch?
Sometimes you sort of think, you know, well, we'll do that. And you sit around a table with friends and you tell them what you're going to do. And they all fall about laughing, go, yeah, yeah. But then you do it. And it, for some unknown reason, doesn't work. And then other things then. I remember once doing Nana Mouskouri. Remember Nana Mouskouri, the Greek singer?
Yeah,
and I'd done a skit. I was doing ballet, a send-up of ballet, Margot Fontaine. And you know the ballerinas, they have the brown hair with the middle part straight back in a bun. And I took this wig off and I said to my dresser, look, this wig must be redone. And we combed it down. And she said, oh my God, you look like Nana Mouskouri. So we got a pair of old sunglasses, pushed the lenses out, so they were just black, put them on. Everybody fell about. I said, well, we'll try it. It absolutely stormed to the point where I end up in Athens doing a show, and they wanted me to do Nana Mouskouri. They flew me to Athens. I did Nana Mouskouri. I met her.
Wow.
She was amazing. She was such fun. And,
good.
You know, great. And I always remember that. Yeah. And that came about, like I said, by accident, just by combing a wig down. So some of them come by accident, and others you can plan and plan and plan, and they bomb. They don't work.
Yeah, that's true. You know? That's how it goes. But you're right. Sometimes just an instant and a little second of inspiration. Oh, my God. And there you go. You're in Athens. You need Nana Mouskouri.
Yeah, it's great.
And what did you do with her? Did you sing a song?
Well, first of all, no, I didn't sing. We did a radio show out there, and she rang in the radio show. She had a house in Switzerland, and she was there, and she rang in. And I thought they were winding me up. I thought, that can't be her, but it was. And then she flew into Athens. We did a whole photo shoot with her. It was just amazing, you know. I was sponsored by British Airways. They flew me. I was dressed as Nana Mouskouri, flying from England. We had to clear it with passport control, because obviously you have to look like your passport picture, you know. And I was dressed as Nana Mouskouri. You had to do all that paperwork for that, but it was worth it because the publicity we had. And there were 2,000 people there, and I was very, very, very nervous doing her, because she is a goddess,
of course,
in Greece.
Yeah.
And they wanted me to open the show. I said, no, I'm not opening the show. I'll do it towards the end, because let me do the rest of the people first, which I did. And I came on at the end. The more I sent her up, the more they loved it.
That's good.
So it was great. I always remember that.
That's fantastic. And honest, have you got the obligatory how do you like South Africa question?
Yes. How do you like South Africa? But you've been here a few times.
Well, I think my answer speaks for it. I've been here many times. Mm. When I first
any particular favourite spot in South Africa that you may have seen, on days off?
I mean, I do like Cape Town, you know, and I do like it's sort beautiful. Of to sit at Camps Bay and have sundowners. I do like to do that, you know. But what can I tell you? I've been here 15 or 16 times, so you wouldn't keep doing something or going back somewhere if you didn't like it, would you?
But you must come again.
I'm sure I will.
I mean, you know, I've never seen you live until now.
Okay.
So now the word spreads. And look, I'm 85. We just missed. We were ships that passed in the night, you see. And who is like your icon in terms of your work, if you say, okay, this is now the best kind of example of the drag?
What my favorite sort of impersonation I do in the show?
You can do. Let's do that as well.
Or
because I
somebody
know,
that I maybe looked up to.
You
or
see,
something.
I can't answer questions. I'm not well. But that's a nice two pronged question. So first of all, your favorite one to do, and the other one is who do you look up to as the ultimate drag artist?
Okay. Well, my favorite impersonation I would do in my show would be probably they're the old stars. Mm. I'm afraid to say that maybe a lot of people have forgotten. I loved Mae West. I thought she was years
ahead
of her time.
You didn't do her now,
You know, I didn't do her now, no. She was the first sort of blue comedian, you know, and I think people like Bette Midler and Joan Rivers have all taking a bit of Mae West with them, especially Barbara Streisand with that Brooklyn accent, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, gorgeous, that sort of, you know, all that Mae West sort of thing. She took all that from Mae West, I think. Mm. And I loved Bette Davis. I loved her. One of
you
the
didn't
greatest,
do her either?
No, I didn't do Bette Davis. One of the greatest actresses, I think,
How do you
ever.
Do her?
Bette Davis would talk like that. It's so nice to meet you, Casper. That's how she spoke. I loved her. And then, of course, my ultimate would be Marlene Dietrich, you know.
Ah, you didn't do her either.
I didn't do her either, but I do her in my show. Yeah, I didn't do her. But I can't bring them all, you see.
Of course.
Yeah.
So do you do, okay, Zsa you do with a little bit of an accent. Oh,
Zsa, Hungarian.
Hungarian. And then Marlene you do with German.
German, yeah. German. So Marlene would talk, hello, sweetheart, it's wonderful. Hello, Marlene. And she spoke very, very slow. And she rolled her R's. I would like to sing a song for all the soldier boys. I used to sing this song during the war for all the soldier boys and the generals and the high wanking officers. Ich liebe dich, ja.
Ich liebe dich. Oh, Marlene, you must come back. Apparently, she cleaned her own stage.
She did. She was very, she was a housefrau. She was very, she used to get to the theatres. Yeah. She'd clean her dressing room out, you know, she would clean the stage.
That's a bit of an illness.
And, well, I don't know about that. I'm a bit like that, you know, keep everything nice and tidy and military precision.
Yeah, but I would have someone to do it. I would stand there with a whip, clean.
Yeah. She used to clean it all, yeah. And apparently she'd go round after her concert and go along the stage. And any beads that came off her gown, she'd pick the beads up and pick everything up. And she was very methodic.
Woman of the war, you see?
Yes.
You save. You got show tonight. It's
show
Friday.
Tonight. And
you got
show tomorrow. That's it then.
Do you? And then you're off.
We then go. Yeah, we pack away. Yep. Sunday, the whole trunks.
Unless we don't have a show other than on a Friday. Otherwise, you would have been here on Tuesday already.
Ah, well, never mind.
But it was fun. Fun having you and to meet
thank you.
You.
And, very nice and me to come in.
It's great to see you in action. Congratulations on your show. Anything else you wanted to say to Kerry?
I just want to say your legs are to die for.
Oh, my legs.
To die for. Mm.
They're not my legs. They're false ones.
No. No, you. I don't know how old you are, but you look amazing. Which is... fantastic. I mean, because you do all these, do you call them sirens, ladies?
And sirens,
beautiful,
ladies,
yeah,
divas,
yeah,
legends.
Yeah. And you can't do that with a fucking fat stomach, you know. Sorry, Betty. I can't do it either. Look at me. People said to me the other day, I said, the segue is there for my dogs to run with me. And they said, but why don't you run? And that's like the fourth person who told me that.
To run.
To run. I said, why must I run? Do I look fat?
Oh, talking about that fat, can I ask you something? Mm. There's one South African that you
yes.
talk about.
I know you're going to say.
I'm not going to say anything. I just want to know, do you ever get people coming back, you know, and saying, oh my God, I'm still alive and this is what you do to me?
Well, yeah, I mean, I have done lots of women in my show and they've been in the audience. I've done Joan Collins and she's been there.
Oh, really? Lekker.
Yeah, and Zsa Zsa Gabor was there one night in the audience. I'm trying to think who else.
Has this been
Eartha Kitt.
Wow. Oh.
But she was so drunk. She was so drunk that, you know, they said to her, she was literally practically on the floor, lying on the floor and after my show and somebody said, oh, this is Kerry Dupree, you know. Did you enjoy your show? And her answer was, I said, I'll take that as a yes. I walked away because she was very drunk.
I wanted some of that champagne.
Well, thank you so much for being here. So this is the Casper Radio Show for today, people. Time has caught up with us already. And there's one instrumental I didn't play. I'm going to leave you with that one. Remember, we're playing trumpets and pianos and what else did we play? I can't remember now. It was trumpet and piano. Then there was this guy. Remember, he was going around and he was blowing into a pan pipe. Uh-huh. What was his name? Kerry Dupree. You will tell me now.
Blowing into a pan pipe?
Yes.
Peter?
No.
What? So you perform so much, you don't hear anything happening in the world at all.
No, I don't see anything or hear anything around me.
If I tell you George Zamfir, does it ring a fucking...
No, not at all.
Really?
No, I swear to God, no.
Well, I am glad to teach you something.
Okay.
I'm going to play you a bit of George Zamfir. That poor man single-handedly rescued the middle-aged panpipe dying from obscurity.
Sounds really boring.
He fucking dusted it off, and it's in every aeroplane and lift ever since. And that is what we're leaving you with. Listen now. That's a panpipe. See, and that's George Zamfir. And I
recognize the tune, the melody.
I can see on your face you want to tell me that's why I don't know who the fuck it is.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Bye bye.
Thank
bye-bye,
you very
everyone.
Much. Bye everyone. Bye bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.